Ches Elul. We're going to be learning Mitzvah Hashem Seif Ches. We're Simon Tov Reish Lamed. We're going to be learning Seif Ches. Seif Tes, which is very interesting. And then Seif Yud, which is crucial. Seif Yud is going to be discussing the shailas of a canvas sukkah. We'll know once for good what's the halacha with regards to a canvas sukkah. Sheets, is it a problem? Is it not a problem? What if it is a wind? What if there's no wind? All this will be covered in Mitzvah Hashem tonight in Seif Yud. But we need to deserve it. We need to get to that first. So we'll be doing Seif Ches, and then Seif Tes, and then we'll get the Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, so Seif Ches discuss the following. Let me first go through the Seif, and then afterwards explain it. Sichech al gabe achsadre, sheish bo p'tzimin. So what is this talking about? It's talking about achsadre, which is basically a balcony. If you make a schach on the balcony, sheish lo p'tzimin, which there's poles there already. Let me just go through the Shulchan Aruch and then explain it. Bein shel nirim mevachutz, where they could be seen from outside, ve'en nirim mevnim, they could not be seen from the inside. Bein shel nirim mevachutz, where they can see from outside, ve'en nirim mevnim, they cannot be seen from the inside, k'sher etz kosher. Lo yo yilo p'tzimen, if there's no p'tzimen at all, there's no poles at all, p'sula, it's possible. Mipnei she is sukkah, suyuk mavoi, because that's like a mavoi type of sukkah. Shere en lo elo shnei tzid achsadra, is only the two sides of the achsadra, ve'em tzo achsadra en bo koysel, shenegdo en lo p'tzimen. Patzim, perish lechim, mezuzah, kol zeh lo shen Rambam, that's all the words of the Rambam, aval achim cholkim, lochen en lasu sukkah b'chai gavna. Okay, basically what this means is the following. There is a concept of pi tikro yoyret v'soysem, which means the following, and that's really the side of this seif over here. There's a picture here. It's based on the following concept. Imagine you have you have a sukkah with pillars around one of the... Can I just show around? The point is, you've got a sukkah which has two walls. Two-walled sukkah. Okay, we're talking about two-walled sukkah. Two-walled sukkah. Now, what's the halacha with regards to two-walled sukkah? Is it any good or no good? Two walls is no good. According to all the opinions, if you've got two walls, you have got no good sukkah. But now, this is slightly different, because you've got over here, on top, and it's a little bit hard to explain, you've got, besides the fact you've got a sukkah, this is an extension of a achsadra, of a balcony. And therefore, there is stone, or whatever it may be, entrance to the sukkah, which is, it's hard to explain, if you could just look at the picture, there's a wall on top, a part of a wall, on top of a part of the sukkah. So you've got, if you want, you've got the sukkah over here, two walls of a sukkah, which is schach. And then after that, you've got a part of a, how would you call it? A ceiling. Yeah, you've got a ceiling, which may or may not have on this ceiling. And now the ceiling has a certain thickness. Ceiling has a certain thickness, which is after the sukkah, after the schach, you've got a certain ceiling. So far, so good. Okay, and then it's, now, and okay, you've got a ceiling. There's also two walls around the sukkah. You can see from the pictures, two walls which continue from that way. So basically, you've got a sukkah made out of two walls, schach, and that's continued by a additional non-sukkah type of, continuation of that is a regular balcony, if you want, which has a roof, which is obviously not a sukkah. Yeah.
You're basically saying, like, if you have a back extension to the house, and then you have two walls coming out of that
good,
extension back
beautiful.
On top.
I couldn't have said it better than that. Absolutely. Yes, that's what we're talking about. Now, what would you have said? Is it kosher? Is there any reason to make this sukkah into a kosher sukkah? How? Oh, bending wall. I wonder if that's what you mean. Yes, I think you probably mean the right thing. So there's a concept of pi tikro. Your pardon? No, this is not doifin akuma. We'll get to doifin akuma, but it's not doifin akuma. This is the concept of pi tikro yored v'soysim, which means the following: that the pi tikro, you've got a ceiling, a roof, that the pi, its mouth, pi tikro, the mouth of the roof, yored goes down v'soysim and finishes it off. So over here, since you've got the ending, the edge of the roof, which is just by the beginning of the sukkah, just by the Adam Schach. So basically what we're saying is, Pi Tikro Yored V'Soysem, and it's going right down over here. So basically, the Pi Tikro Yored V'Soysem, the actual part of the ceiling, the roof is very thin.
The building.
Correct. The building part is really, but because it's finishing by the place where the Schach is starting, so we're just saying Pi Tikro Yored V'Soysem, it's just going down and closing off virtually, it's halachically closing off the sukkah, and that's how we're going to have the third wall. That's the concept. You pay tikkur yerid v'soisem. Correct. Correct. Correct.
The building extends into the sukkah.
Correct. Correct.
It's quite similar to, like, let's say, the eyur of the
string. Oh, very good. Very, very good. Very, very good. So the emes is, you're 100% right. What a nice comparison. And la halacha, that's actually what the Ramah means. The poets can say, le maisa, you need a tzuras ha-pesach. But the pitikre of isoisem, la halacha is not sufficient. You have to make a tzuras ha-pesach, which you're inevitably going to have that anyway. You're going to have a tzuras ha-pesach, right? Because you're going to have, you don't physically need a string. Right, anything which has got a door frame shape is considered tzuras ha-pesach. So inevitably, you're going to have it over here. I think nearly always you're going to have it, right? You're going to have the two poles on the side with two walls on the side. And you're going to have something which is going on, right? So you're going to have the tzuras ha-pesach. So it actually, effectively, it actually are very, very, it's very true. You're saying the pitik or yod v'soisim of it is actually very close to a tzuras ha-pesach. But it happens to be that generally we are not matir. Two walls with a tzuras ha-pesach is normally not good enough. Over here, Pitikra Vesunism is that additional which the Pitikra concept makes it into a three-walled sukkah and it's kosher. So that's the concept of Pitikra Vesunism, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch means over here. He talks about Tzimin, which is the sides, and the Pitikra, but that's really the concept, and it does not make a difference actually on the side walls. That's what he said, Nireh Bifnim, Nireh Bevachutz. It's referring to, it doesn't really make a difference if the walls on the side, it's not the Pitikra Vesunism, you need to have on the side walls as well. Which is the house, the extension part, the house. And that doesn't really make a difference if it's around or inside the sukkah. That doesn't really make a difference if you can see it from outside, you can't see it from inside. That doesn't really make a difference. So this is just basically that
you
concept.
You need separate poles there as well.
Yeah, yeah, you do. Yes.
Get around the tador, that it needs to be comfortable.
Good question. What about that concept that we spoke about? And we passed yesterday a sukkah because of good asik. We said that a good asik wouldn't be good enough for teshuva kentu. That's probably what you're referring to. So how can that be teshuva kentu? Can I just repeat that beautiful question? We learned that the concept of good asik mechitza, which is another concept we discussed yesterday, is not good. Halachic wall sometimes is not good enough because you need to feel comfortable in the sukkah. If you're not feeling comfortable in the sukkah, it's not a kosher sukkah. So how are you getting around that problem over here? Why over here is it considered comfortable three-walled sukkah and really may not be comfortable at all? What the pitikra over here was saying, why does that make into a comfortable sukkah? It's a beautiful question. Does anybody suggest an answer to that? The question...
Why wouldn't it?
Because you've got... So why not? So really, I agree with you that I think that the point being over here is that it's a little more enclosed than what we've seen previously. Because you've got two walls anyway, and then you've got, remember, there is over here, the extension is a real, genuine, hard, solid, residential type of thing. So therefore, you're not really going to be lacking in teshuva kentudu. But it's a very good question. It's very interesting. Actually, I didn't see it in the post-game. I'm just suggesting an answer, but it's interesting that I didn't see it in the Achronim at all. Very interesting point. Yeah.
Does everyone agree to this?
No, you're right. Not everybody agrees to that. You're right.
Are you asked to do like a lechi or...
No, not necessary here. No. No. Okay, that leads us to Sif Tes. Now, Sif Tes is a good question. I forgot, and I'm so happy I'm remembering now. I must rectify something which I said yesterday, which is not correct. And you triggered it, and I'd like to thank you because you triggered it, and you triggered the correction, of course, not my mistake. And I'd like to rectify that publicly because I made a mistake yesterday. With regards to the two migu cases that we spoke about yesterday, the two migu cases, migu sukkahs. Do you remember the migu? Yeah? Okay, so the migu, because it's a sukkah for Shabbos, it's also going to be a sukkah for sukkahs. Yeah? Since it's a wall for Shabbos, it's also going to be a wall for sukkah. Do you remember? So I assumed, and I know where my mistake is coming from, but I assumed that once it's a sukkah for all the days of sukkahs. And that's what I said publicly, and that's what I said, and that's what I believed, and that's what I understood. It's wrong. This sukkah, the two sukkahs that we mentioned yesterday, do you remember about the well in the middle and the one with the two, the movim and fulosh? Those two sukkahs, that actually, the migu only makes into a kosher sukkah on Shabbos. Since it's a kosher wall for Shabbos, and you're allowed to carry that, so therefore it's also going to be a kosher sukkah to sit on sukkahs. But that only works on Shabbos. The remaining days, it's not a valid sukkah. just to get that clear, because I said that wrong yesterday, and I want to rectify that. And it's very interesting. So basically, if you want to ever catch someone out, you want to ask someone, is there such a thing as a sukkah which is only valid one day of sukkahs? So I wouldn't have known. But the answer is yes, there is two types of sukkahs which are only kosher on Shabbos. And the remaining of the days, they're not kosher. And that's the two cases that we spoke about yesterday. These two sukkahs are only kosher sukkahs on Shabbos, thanks to the migu. Without the migu, it's not an migu only helps on Shabbos. The remaining days, it's a possible sukkah. Just to rectify that publicly. Okay, that leads us to Siftas. Okay, Siftas is talking about the size of the dfanois. Interesting cases. Okay, which is the following Siftas. Hoyu dfanois seya gvoyim shiva. Umashu. Imagine if you've got walls which are... How high do the walls really need to be? 10 tfachim, absolutely. Now, imagine you've got walls which are only 7 tfachim high. Can you still make it into a kosher sukkah? Oh, very good. The answer is, yes, you can. How do you make a 7 tfachim wall into a kosher sukkah? How do you do that? You've got... four walls, which are only 7 tefachim. How do you do that? The answer is through love. So what do you do? So how you define a seya gvoim shiva umashu, a tiny drop, 7 tefachim and a little bit more. Ve'emidom epochus mishloishu samuch la'aretz. You have put it just less than 3 tefachim distance from the ground. It's kosher. Samuch la'aretz ksheira afilu agag gvoya harbe. So the first thing is, if I may just use a... take the wall, and I put it not completely on the ground. I lift it up a little bit, less than three tefachim. I lift it up, and then although there is the gap, there is a distance between the ground and the wall. It's still okay. Less than three tefachim. The concept is lavud. Lavud. What's the concept of lavud? Lavud is always considered a closed wall, right? Less than 3 tefachim is fine. So therefore, he as well. I've got 7 tefachim, right? But now, even if the interesting part of it is, even afilu hagag gvoya harbe, even if the wall goes, the actual schach is really high, really high. The schach is an additional, I've got 7 tefachim, but the schach goes much higher. It's still fine because of the concept of, we spoke about yesterday, that he carries on, the wall carry on further up. So therefore, even if the schach is high, is there a nice picture of that? Can anybody see a nice, is there a nice picture of that? Is it a clear, good picture?
You're saying 7 is the size of the wall.
Yeah.
What's the matter
if it's above? No, it needs to be within 3 tefachim of the ground. No. It needs to be, even if afterwards it carries on going high. No, up, there's no... It can go further up afterwards. But it needs to be within 3 tefachim from the ground. You just pass it around. Okay, then he comes. Vilvad sheyeh mechuvan kenegdon. It just needs to be mechuvan kenegdon. It needs to be going up straight. Vafilu einu mechuvan mamash. And even if it's not completely straight, rak shu b'serich shloshe kenegdo ekshero. If it's slightly crooked, slightly on a degree, if it's slightly crooked, just make sure that it's within, that it's reaching the schach within 3 tefachim. That means that if it's going slightly out of sync, just make sure that by the time it reaches over here, it has to be 3 tefachim from the schach to the place where the... Yeah, does that make sense? It has to be 3 tefachim at the end of schach. It can't be further away than 3 tefachim. So try to aim it straight. If it's a little bit out of thing, if it's more, less than 3 tefachim, it's fine as well. Imagine it's the sukkah is 10 tefachim high. So if you've got a sukkah which is really low sukkah, 10 tefachim high sukkah, really low sukkah, if you've got four tefachim of wall, that's good enough. How can that be? Because you put the four tefachim in the middle of the sukkah. So in theory, you could have a sukkah, really low sukkah. How much is 10 tefachim? About like this. You've got a wall which is 4 tefachim. I put the wall in the middle. I don't know how I would build it. Don't ask me how I build it. I would have to ask you how to do it. But you're going to, in the middle, you're going to have the wall of 4 tefachim. So you've got from here, 4 tefachim till here is how much? This is 10 tefachim high. And this is 4 tefachim I put in the middle. So from here till the beginning of the wall is? No, I'm going to pick it a bit higher than that. 3 tefachim. I'm going to make this within 3 tefachim. So is that okay or no good? As far as this is concerned, is it okay or not? Yeah. It's fine, right? Because it's within 3 tefachim. And I've got 4 tefachim of wall. Now the 4 tefachim, tiny drop more than 4 tefachim, all the way till the ground. I'm up to here. 4 tefachim till the... I've got 4 tefachim of wall. Then from the 4th tefach all the way till the ground, it's another three tefachim. Is that good or no good? It's fine because it's within three tefachim, so it's fine. So in theory, I can say myself law of wood, law of timber, but I make just four tefachim wall. This is nothing. You can have a wall like this. But the thing is, you'll be pretty uncomfortable in that sukkah because it's a really low sukkah. But in theory, you could do that. 10 tefachim high sukkah, and you put four tefachim of wall around it. Three tefachim on top is fine. Three tefachim in the bottom is fine as well. And you're sorted. I didn't count. We can count. We've got, if you want. Yeah, you can. Yeah. Okay, and then he carries on. It's considered closed off. Now he says the concept of that although he says that if it's more than three tefachim from the ground till the wall, it's a problem. Never mind the concept of lavud, but there's another problem here as well. Shagdim yicholim boikim boy. When you could have that gdim. Goats. Yeah, when goats could go past, the halacha is when goats could go past, that's not considered a mechitza. When goats could physically go past and three tefachim, then it's considered a no good mechitza, not a good wall. And that's why if you have got a gap of three tefachim, it's no good. You can't. It's not considered a good sukkah. So therefore, always make sure that you've got the three tefachim from the ground. You can have three tefachim empty, but make sure that just on, not more than just on from three tefachim onwards is no good. So the gap mustn't be three tefachim; it has to be three tefachim or less. Right, because it's a good question. The answer is because normally we would say, it's a good question. The answer is because normally, like we would say, pitiko yored v'soisim, for instance, pitiko yored v'soisim goes all the way down, right? So normally you would say, so never mind. So forget about lavud. There's no problem of lavud over here. Why is there no problem of lavud? Because pitiko yored v'soisim. Right, so good achis would also be a problem if gdim yicholim to go through. Sif yud, okay, that's the concept over here, and right, and that leads us to sif yud. Okay, sif yud is a shaila of the canvas sukkah. So let's get this very, very clear. Okay, sif yud discusses how strong, how established, how firm does the walls do the walls of the sukkah need to be? Really important question. How firm do the walls need to be? And that's going to clarify the question of the canvas sukkah. Any other sukkahs which are weak besides the canvas sukkah? It's mainly the canvas. No, it's that. Any other sukkahs? Any softer, weaker. Let's see what the halacha is. Safe yud. That's right. But that wasn't out of material. And nevertheless. Yeah. Somebody who makes a sukkah between trees. Okay. Voilonois and the trees defonois law. And the trees are considered trees are the walls. Okay, it's a very like in a forest. Imagine a forest where you've got lots of trees in your back garden, and all the trees they are made the wall is you don't have a wall, but you're surrounded by trees. And you're putting schach on top. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Imo yuchazokim." If the trees are strong, then it's kosher. Or alternatively, oishe kosher oisam vechizek oisam ad shelo yiteruach metzuya minid oisam tomid. He says, "What happens if the trees are strong? It's fine anyway. But imagine they're not that strong. They're actually quite weak. They're not firm, strong trees. They're more like I wouldn't call it bushes, but saplings. I don't know what saplings are. Please excuse my ignorance." Is that weak? Is that
young tree.
Oh yeah, very good. Saplings?
Yeah.
S-A-P-P?
I think one
P. Okay. If there are saplings, thank you very much. If there are saplings and they're not so strong, and normally the wind will give them quite a blow, is this a kosher sukkah or not? Okay, we're talking about, that's already getting closer to the canvas shaila. So he says, "Im yichaz oishe kosher oisam." If you strengthen them, vechizek oisam, and you tighten them, you made it strong. Ad shelo yiteh ruach metzuya, that a regular wind would not menida, would not move it, tomate hold constantly. It's okay. It's fine. So you've strengthened, you've made it a bit strong and firmer. Umile beno avirim betevin vekash. And you have filled the air gaps, whether it's trees or saplings, you have filled the air gaps, betevin or vekash, with hay or whatever it may be. Kedei shelo itonit oisom aruach vekosha oisom. You've made it strong. Harizuk sheiro. So the halacha now is being that if you made a sukkah between trees or between saplings, and you have made it strong, that it doesn't move, it's kosher. Now, the halacha is, it has to be, how strong does it need to be? The halacha is that it has to be standing, ruach metzuya, a regular type of wind. You do not have to expect a tornado. You do not have to expect, a regular type of wind. Now the truth is, the regular type, what do you think about the regular type, ruach metzuya in England, sukkah's time?
It
can be quite windy, yeah? It can be quite windy.
Morocco or
yeah, definitely. It's definitely based on the places. 100%. You're quite right. The poskim say it depends on the place and on the time of year. So in a certain place, like in England, in London, the winds are quite strong. Don't say that. No, it's no ruach metzuya. The sukkah was perfectly fine in Eretz Yisrael. The sukkah was perfectly fine in Florida. The sukkah was perfectly fine. It doesn't go that way because you have to be realistic. If this is the winds that we have in England, then that's the winds that we have in England. That's it. So you have to be very realistic about it. Yes.
You say, if you built the sukkah inside a four-walled courtyard where you've got natural wind breaks.
We'll get to Mishnah Berurah speaks about that. We'll get to that in Mamash 1 minute. But now it continues. Al Kain. You know what? Let us see this Mishnah Berurah right now, actually. You're mentioning now, I'm going to do the Mishnah Berurah now. Sifkot Memches. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Memches. The question asked was, what about if you've got an artificially protected area? Because you've got walls around it, or you've got, imagine it's in a courtyard, and you've got buildings around it, and then the wind is not so strong in that particular place. But really, the winds in that, in England, in London are strong, but this over here is just artificially protected. So is that considered good or not good? What would you have said? It's a very good shaila. So you're saying that although that particular place is protected, it's not a kosher sukkah. Because if you take that sukkah and use it down the road, it would be, you're saying it would no good. Yeah. It's a very nice comparison. Very nice. Everybody agrees to that. What do you think? A sukkah that in my courtyard, it's fine because I'm protected. But the same sukkah, if I place it down the road where it's not protected, there is no, you know, I'm taking it out of my courtyard. You know, I'm taking it out of my back garden, I'm putting it in my front garden where it's not protected.
It could be, maybe you have to consider a situation where the walls, for whatever reason, might be taken away.
But now they're here. As long as they're here, what would you say? Kosher or not kosher? Kosher. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Memches, Ad shot al yeruach metzuyah min nidoisam. Roi tzulema. De'im min nidoisam, even if would blow it away, afilu hem bekoyach haruach lehapil oisam legamre, rak shel yedei ruach hoylich mechitzuva. He says, first of all, he says an important point that it's not, it doesn't have to be that the sukkah collapses altogether. It's not that strong. Even if the mechitzas are blown, the mechitzas are moved, that's also a problem. It doesn't have to collapse altogether. That's point number one. It's not interesting that if you're talking about not strong enough, it's not talking, collapsing altogether, even if it's it moves, that's a problem as well. And then he says, and then he says, v'afilo imed es bevais, even if it's standing in a house, she'en sham ruach klal, that there's no wall at all, it's obviously not talking literally in a house, it's talking in an enclosed area, loy chashiv mechitza, it's not considered a mechitza. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you put a mechitza in a courtyard, that is protected artificially, can I call it artificially protected? It's no good if the same sukkah would, if you take it in the front where it's not protected, it's going to be blown away. It's not a kosher sukkah. Because it's not good enough. It's not good enough. It needs to be firm, intrinsically firm enough to be standing strong against wind. Yeah.
What's the difference between being kosher and chayzer, the walls of the sukkah?
Because it's artificial, it's not, it's because that's the walls itself. That becomes the wall. That becomes part of the wall. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah, it's very, I think it's an important halacha that. Really important halacha. So, okay. Continues now the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, therefore, Ein nochon la'asoyz kol mechitza miriyoyz shel pishton. It is no good to make a mechitza out of linen. No good to make mechitza out of linen. Beloy konim, without bars. Although I tied it very well, it's not good mechitza. To make a mechitza out of linen, it's no good. Out of material, it's no good. Even if I tied it strong, it's no good. Why? Did you hear that? A sukkah mechitza, which is made out of linen, is no good. Yeah? It's not good mechitza, says Shulchan Aruch. Why? The zimn in the mantika, sometimes it shakes, v'lo yadate, and you don't chap. You don't realize. And this is really a mechitza, which is not strong enough. It doesn't withhold. It's not strong enough against regular wind. So therefore, you've got a problem. If you're using sheets, you're using material, it's not a good sukkah. Because it's going to be blown away. Even if you're tying it. What if somebody does want to do it with material? Toiv, it is proper. She'orik, b'mechitza is konim. Then you have to tighten it. Then tighten it by bars which are within 3 tefachim. Within 3 tefachim. So in other words, it's as follows. Really, material sukkah is no good. Because sometimes it's going to blow away and you're not going to chap that it's... Even if you're tightening it, you're making strings or you're waving it into something, it's not good enough. Because sometimes you're not going to realize it's blowing away and you don't realize. And it's not strong enough. But... what you can do, what can you do if you want to make into kosher sukkah? You want to use material, you want to use linen. What do you do? So you use material, but tighten it in a way that there's bars there, which are within three tefachim from another. Bars within 3 tefachim. So what does that help if it's within 3 tefachim? That's right, there's lovud again. So never mind the material, there's going to be lovud just in case. Never mind the material, there's a wall there anyway because of lovud. And you're attaching it to that, to the bars, and therefore you're safe. Is there a picture of that? Yeah, good question. Can it be, is there a picture over here? Is there a picture? Yeah, oh. Yeah. Can it be strings? Good question. Can it be strings? He's speaking about kone, bars. He's talking about bars. He's talking about bars. But now, the question is as follows. And that's really what we need to know about material sukkah, canvas sukkahs, which is the following. The whole Shulchan Aruch was discussing that it was moving, the walls were moving. So we understand that if it's moving in a way that it wouldn't hold strong wind, it's a problem. But we want to define how much does it need to move to be considered not a good wall? We said that the wall needs to be static. Okay, I understand that. But what does it mean? What if it blows 1 millimeter? Blows 1 millimeter. Is that a problem? What if it blows that much? Is that a problem? How do you define a problem? 3 tefachim. You're saying 3 tefachim. It's 3 tefachim. So if it blows 3 tefachim, it's a problem. If it's with anything, you can see the sheet going like this, within 3 tefachim is fine. Is that the halacha? Either side. 6. Yeah, 6 tefachim, 3 tefachim. What do you think? So I've made that. I want to define what it means. What does it mean to blow when beruach metzuya? I want to define that. You're saying 6 tefachim, 3 tefachim. 3 tefachim either side. What's the halacha? So I want to go through the Mishneh Berurah, the Mishneh Berurah that we just did now, but I want to go through it again, and you tell me what you think Mishneh Berurah says. Mishneh Berurah in Zivkot Memches says the following. If it does blow the sheets, even if there is not enough strength in the wind, to collapse it altogether, to make it collapse altogether, rak only, through the wind, the mechitza goes and comes. It moves. Came along, we pasken, the shuv loy chashiv mechitza. It's not considered mechitza anymore. What does that sound like to you? How much does it need to move to be possible?
A mute.
What makes you think so?
Because he's describing something which isn't rigid. As opposed to giving a distance, he's saying that it's not, it's moving relative to itself rather than relative to anything else.
Says Abshoy Mezalman, that it sounds like from the Mishneh Berurah that it may not move a tiny bit. As soon as the sheet moves, it sounds like from the Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah said that as long as it's firm, it's fine. But if it moves, if the walls move, it's not considered the mechitzah, it's not considered the wall. Sounds like he's not telling me three tefachim. He's not telling me two tefachim. He's not telling me a tefach. He's telling me as long as it moves. As long as it's... Sounds like even a slight, a minute amount makes the sukkah into a possible. And he says he understands that as well. I mean, imagine if you've got a wall. Imagine if you've got a wall of a mechitza, a wooden. And imagine the wind blows it and it would blow it like this. I mean, you understand that's not considered a proper for a mechitza. It makes it move. When the wind, you can feel it like shake. It's not considered a for a mechitza. So he says, it's not good enough. If it moves, even a tiny bit, it's a possible mechitza, says Reb Shlomo Zalman in the name of the Mishneh Berurah. It is, however, well known that the Chazon Ish did not understand it that way. The Chazon Ish said, Taka, that three tefachim, if the material moves three tefachim, the Chazon Ish was fine with it. Chazon Ish says that if it's three tefachim, it's fine. Correct. It's true. That's a cheshbon that has been made. Yeah. But, can you repeat it?
So he required all the maimuts to be made out of wood. So the manashah wasn't going to move. It's a chazanish sukkah.
Yeah.
And it's because you couldn't screw it in. So
right. According to Chazanish, you need to have mamid, the mamid of the mamid, the supporters of the supporters also mustn't be something which is mekabel tumah. That's what Chazanish held. So you are claiming, which is maybe a valid point, that you can't dance on both, as we say, in Yiddish, you can't dance on both chazanis. You can't have three tefachim, like a canvas, flying like this, and then you've got like mamidim out of metal and schach, which is just good according to one opinion, and that's a bit of a bit of a. I hear it's probably a valid point, but yeah, you may have a point. I'm just I think the point is a good point. I think the good point is a good point. Right now there is Right. Oh, we're running late. Okay, fine. So that's the Mahalach Lamais with regards to the Canvas Sukkah. And we'll carry on with Yudalef tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.